News. I'm Marcela Sanchez. A freed Israeli hostage is calling on the Israeli government to end the war in Gaza to free the remaining captives. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Arbel Yehud, who was freed after 482 days in captivity in the ceasefire earlier this year, says she would be beaten if her captors' relatives were harmed in Israeli strikes and held in isolation without food fit for human consumption and with a level of hygiene like in the concentration camps during the Holocaust. Yehud tells lawmakers at a parliamentary committee, "We're physically here, but mentally we're still with the hostages in captivity. Government ministers, Knesset members, look at me and see who you have abandoned and who you have chosen to sacrifice as a solution to the Gaza problem. Like me, there are 58 more Israeli citizens in captivity who are not only suffering but also dying. You will have blood on your hands if you do not stop the war." Yehud's partner, Ariel Cuneo, is still held in Gaza along with 57 others, 23 of whom are believed to be alive. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his decision to resume limited aid to Gaza came from pressure from allies. In a video posted on social media, he said Israelis' allies voiced concern about images of hunger and said they told the country that, with that, we will not be able to support you. The Prime Minister said the aid would be minimal without specifying when it would resume. So far, nothing has gone into the Strip. During his visit to the Vatican, U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance extended an invitation to Pope Leo XIV to visit the U.S. He also gave the first American Pope a letter from President Trump and the First Lady inviting him. In video footage from the Vatican media, the Pope was heard saying, "At some point." Vance is a Catholic convert and was joined by Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who's also a Catholic. This is AP News. Testimony in the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking trial resumes today.
Last week, jurors in Sean Diddy Combs' trial heard from his ex-girlfriend, the government's star witness, Cassie. After 4 days on the witness stand, she released a statement saying she hopes her testimony helps others heal from the abuse and fear. This week, jurors will hear from her longtime friend, Kerry Morgan. But first, Danity Kane singer Dawn Richard is back on the witness stand after telling jurors Friday she and another woman saw Combs beat up Cassie, then threatened them to keep quiet about it. Prosecutors say Combs used his fame and fortune to orchestrate an empire of exploitation, coercing women into abusive sex parties. Combs' lawyers argue it was consensual, and although he could be violent, he never veered into sex trafficking or racketeering. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.